Up next, we have Breezy.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room, run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama watched and combed and curled my hair, then she painted my eyes and lips. Stepped to see a satin dancing dress, left split on the side, clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck and she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at her pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said she paused, run off, I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket and said, "Thine own self be true." And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. Sounding like somebody else was talking, asking Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman, fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you want out, well, it's up to you. No, don't let me down now, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my mom, the night I left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby, Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama had been talking about. I knew what I had to do, but I made myself this solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I don't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy wasn't my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't very long after another man took me in off the streets. And 1 week later, I was poured as tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you were.
Charmed a king, a congressman, and an original aristocrat. And then I got me a Georgia mansion and an elegant New York townhouse flat. Ain't done bad.
She ain't done bad.
Now in this world, there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that call me bad.
Bad.
And criticize Mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. And though I ain't too worried about nothing for 9 whole 50 years, well, I can still hear the desperation of my poor mama's voice ringing in my ears.
Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Oh,
here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Forgive me for what I do,
please.
But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Me down, huh? Your mama's gonna move you uptown. And I guess she did.
Breezy says relax.
I can't relax. It's all in caps. Stop shouting at me, Breezy.
We pulled Breezy onto the show because Omi Pride had to drop due to college, move-in,
so
etc. Very, very sad. So we pulled her on as an alternate. And so that's why she has not been on the show before. Anyway, Valk, seeing as Reba is your favorite.
It's boiling.
So.
Rage.
Rage.
This is my favorite Reba song ever. And it sounds like you like misinterpreted like what the song is about, because it sounded like very cutesy and very like anime is like the only thing I can think of, and the song is like about a like basically white trash girl who gets thrown out on the street and is a prostitute and works her way up to like marrying a rich guy, and you're just
really?
Like
really,
yeah, that's what the song
is. I didn't get any of that in that song. Yeah,
I think her energy was misplaced.
The energy, I'm like, I don't know if I should be comparing it to Reba, but Reba's like got like super edgy, like, yeah. She's like really edgy and really like kind of jaded on this song. And yeah, Breezy was just kind of like, ah, here's your one chance, Fancy. I guess I won't let you down.
I think the
biggest problem for me, I mean, Valk is obviously
she's like, in a Brooklyn rage right now.
Brooklyn rage. Okay, well, for me, I mean, yeah, the energy was misplaced in my opinion.
Yeah.
I thought you could have had more energy. I thought you had energy. But you could have had more, and it was definitely misguided.
Misguided.
It was the wrong type of energy and, like, the wrong type of emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I felt that at some points you were trying to be quiet.
Yes, I agree. And you're too close to the microphone.
Oh, yeah, that was my first note. There was, like, major puffs.
Way too close.
That was, If you're farther away
from your mic and you're trying to sing in your same volume, you'll hear how quiet you really are. So, like, stand farther away.
There were parts that were, there was just parts where I didn't even listen to what you were singing, because
I couldn't even hear
pops.
What you were singing. You're mumbling some, a lot of your words.
Yeah, some parts were, like, the last part where she's listing, like, I forgot, like, the mansion and, like, all the stuff at the end. It sounded like we're like, and I ain't going back.
I didn't get a single word of that. I didn't know what the song was about.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm, like, raging at you. This is my favorite Reba song, so yeah.
See, like, the thing is, I actually really liked your voice, like, tone and quality.
Yeah.
You have a pleasant sort of voice.
And, like,
very cute.
Yeah. But I felt like you were trying to be quiet, so sometimes when you were singing, like, higher notes, you sounded strained, and that kind of, like, threw it off.
You're
kind of
cheating your high notes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just felt like you could have, like, your quality could have been so much better. I mean, like, I understand that you, like, recorded this today because you were asked on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wish that you had, like, fixed your mic puffs. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think this would have been so much better had you.
You needed
your
sass and fixing and your mic.
And it sounded like you were moving your mic. So maybe if you have, like, a hand mic like I do, I don't know, find a stand or try to hold your hand really, really still while you're singing. Or if you don't have a hand mic and it's still moving for some reason, I don't, just stand across the room or something. There's no chance you can
and scream
into it.
At your microphone.
And scream at a song like this. It's okay if you're like a little over the top. Try to go over with your energy, not like
under.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Did you? Handheld mics. I used to have one too. Before I got the one I have now. And one of the things that I did was I would like set up a stand or something.
How did
like,
you
I'd
do
set
that?
Something up. Like, I'd stack books, and then I'd, like, I used to use my Rock Band mic.
Me too.
So, like, what
I'd
do.
Yeah,
is what I would do is I'd, like, stack. They're, like, really good quality mics, actually, like, in general.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so I'd, like, stack books and, like, lay it there, and it didn't move as much.
Yeah. I just hold it because I'm too lazy to do that. but I tried, like, sticking it in, like, this small little plastic box one so it would stand up.
When I'm playing Rock Band, I stick it in my shirt. And it, like, stays in my, like, this is not a story I should be telling. I'm just not, I'm gonna
All
stop.
The guys just, like, jolted to attention right now.
He's like,
yeah, hmm. I stick it in my shirt and...
Shirt what?
But it's good because then I can do guitar and sing at the same time, which sometimes I do because
you
none
really
of my
do
friends
this?
Are...
This is like the,
I
this
do.
Is the best image I'm getting.
I do. I stick my microphone down my shirt so it's like right underneath my chin. And then I like play guitar while I sing.
Where do you stick like, the guitar?
Thanks, Beth.
We're not even going to go
okay, this
there.
This critique is done. It's done.
Okay, Breezy, don't stick your mic in your shirt or your pants. Just hold it. Okay. I'm mostly done. Yeah.
Me too.
Up next, we have Snowfender.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella's and Snow White. How does love get so off course? All I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, maybe I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's the pivotal moment, it's unthinkable.
Song.
You're going first this time.
Okay. Oh, I'm so... I'm feeling so nostalgic for the 90s. But, yeah.
I love this song.
Yeah, me too.
Me
okay,
too.
So, first note is your music was so loud.
Oh, good! I wasn't the only one. I was worried that I was the only one because I was the only one who thought that on Divine Dragon.
No, it was definitely too loud on this one because towards the end I really couldn't hear you anymore. Like your background singer and in the last few choruses were like louder than you. So that was bad. And I wish I could have heard you because I like your tone of voice.
Yeah.
The tone in your voice in this song.
Me too.
And your attitude is really cute in the beginning. And I love your like sighing. In the chorus.
That was funny.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, the
I actually thought your attitude throughout the entire thing was really good. Like, your energy
so
was just fantastic.
Yeah, it was really reminiscent of the original.
I thought it lacked a little energy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe, but I think the original song lacks energy. So.
Yeah, the original, like, has a little bit more, but yeah, not that much more.
I think it also didn't help that it was too quiet and we couldn't really hear.
Did you guys feel like she was singing the harmonies in the chorus?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't her. It didn't sound like her.
No.
I mean, like, her voice, it sounded like at one point she wasn't singing the melody.
Oh.
It sounded like she was singing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear it.
I could barely hear her at some point, so I couldn't hear. I couldn't tell.
That was my one comment, was that it felt like your heart, you were singing the harmonies, along with it, like, instead of singing the normal melody.
Oh, no.
And I also felt like you were kind of cheated your key change. Like, you kind of, like, dropped out of the like, slide up to the key change.
And
that was really
strange
for me. All that aside, I really like how you... Oh, sorry. That was weird. How you, like, make songs work for you. Like, I think I said this last week. Like, there was, like, a part in the song where, like, normally it's, like, kind of, like, belty. And you kind of, like... Yeah. I felt that you did, like... There's a couple parts of this song. This is Faith Hill, yeah. I always get this song in, Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer.
I was thinking it was that too. I was like, that's not country. And then I'm like, I'll write this kiss.
For some reason, those two songs, like, are very similar to me. Maybe because they have the word kiss in it. I don't know.
Okay.
Luna's like, whatever.
But yeah, so that was kind of my one thing, was that I really like how you do that. Like, there's some, like, riffs in this, and you kind of, like, took them out, and it made your voice sound so much, like, purer and, like, it just fit nicely. I really like how you do that.
I missed the riffs, actually. Like, I don't know. I think the riffs are, like, a big part of the song, and I was kind of like, she's not doing the riffs, and I don't know how I felt about
that. I mean, the thing is, I get what you're saying, Valk, but part of me also feels like, well, if she was gonna do the riffs and, like, she felt like they came out badly, I'd rather her do this and, like, sound good than, like, attempt the riffs and sound bad.
Like, I like that Snow knows the limits of her voice, but also knows how to accent it well and make it sound as best as it can.
Yeah,
and,
I like
have that attitude and that character in her voice all the time. All the time she has, like, her Snow attitude.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, I'm stopping us because we're going long.
Oh, no. Okay.
Unless, Doc, you have something to say?
Something else?
Yeah, I just thought that, like, this kiss at the end of your choruses sounded, like, strained.
Yeah.
And
kind of squeaky.
The end was, like, really crazy timing-wise, and it was a little nasal.
And the bridge, the timing was off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your mixing was just kind of off. On this.
Yeah.
I think I would have liked it if the mixing was good. I still liked it, but, like,
yeah, same.
I couldn't hear most of it. So.
It was alright.
It was definitely, like, middle of the road for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay.
I'm done.
Done.
Up next, we have Maddie.
Yay. You're so southern, Maddie.
Southern.
Maddie.
She must be from the south.
Yale.
I really liked this.
Me too.
I, like, don't have much to say. I thought you were a little nasally at the beginning.
Yeah,
that was my only note, too.
Like, the very, very beginning, like, the first couple lines. And then you were, like, really good overall. I liked... Another Love Like Mine, that line that both times you sang it, it was absolutely beautiful. I, like, really liked it. This song is just, like, good for your voice and energy. I think you did a good job. I really have nothing else to say.
I agree. And, don't have anything else to add, really. It was very good.
I also said, nice vocals, like it. I felt the mic quality was weird to me, but I think... That might have been my headphones, which I don't trust.
I don't trust mine either anymore.
They're tricky devils.
Yeah.
Trixie headphones.
Trixie headphones. Like, they felt like they were almost peaking.
Yeah, a little bit.
The vocals. Mm. But that's it, really. I'm actually starting to get a little tired of the weird southern accent voices.
Yeah.
Because I like it, actually. I think it's really cute. But then it ends up being all voice and no, like, genuine emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just wish people would find a balance, maybe. But I still like this a lot.
Me too. Yeah, I really like this. I seriously have nothing else to say.
Okay.
Are you guys done?
You should rage more, no.
Rage like Val.
Rage. I'm done.